When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saskatchewan, it's time to talk sports. The all-new Sports Cage is on the air for the millions of telephone users like yourselves. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. And we're always online at sportscage.com. 620 CKRM.
Welcome back, Saskatchewan. It's Shank and Bidzy here on this Monday on the Sports Cage, and it is time for Double Talk, brought to you by Wolf Industries, your truck repair specialist in Grenfell, servicing all sizes of trucks and SGI accredited. We are going out on the Western Pizza guest hotline. Darian Durant's ready for his Monday segment with us. Hey, I'm, you know what? I'm going to open it up to anything out there that Rider Nation wants to ask Darian. Shoot us a text on the Capital Ford Lincoln text line, 306-936-6262. We see any of the good ones, we'll ask Darian. All right, Darian, my man. Like, we've been talking about it for the last couple hours here. We're getting people engaged. You know, everyone's got their take on it. Let's start with the not surprising news that Nathan Rourke is released by the New England Patriots. What is your take on, you know, the dream that this guy has to play in the NFL and how many years he should stay down there and try and reach this dream?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you could see this coming with the drafting of Drake May and Joe Milton. This is the unfortunate business side of the NFL. You know, he definitely deserved a shot to compete in training camp. But when you draft a quarterback in the first round, particularly in the top five, and then you draft another one in the later rounds, those guys are pretty much guaranteed spots. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation for him. I think he should still give it another shot. He's still young. I think he'll be 26 this year. He has a little more time. And for quarterbacks, you can pretty much play until, you know, your mid to late 30s. So he still has an opportunity to prove himself. I think he needs to just sit back and make sure it's a good situation where, you know, he's maybe behind a vet and, you know, an older guy who may be on his way out, where he can get, more reps during training camp. But when you get into a situation with these younger quarterbacks and they're drafted high, you know, you can pretty much see the writing on the wall.
Darian, it's Derek Bidwell here in Saskatoon. So we were talking about this quite a bit in our opening hour about what, you know, the situation that Nathan is in. Of course, it's his dream, so it's his timeline. It's his choice what he wants to do and how long he wants to give it a shot. And I would be one that would think that, you know, this is what I was saying, that I would want to make sure that every opportunity that I had was taken, that I tried every, not every team, but every team that was willing to give me a shot and put myself in the best scenarios, and I gave it all that I had. And once I had done that, then I think I would feel, I don't know, content. Shank was talking about living with regret. You don't want to live with any regret. You don't want to be sitting on your porch one day, of course, saying woulda, shoulda, coulda. So if you were in this position that maybe Nathan is in, would you kind of follow that philosophy that, you know what, you would stay down there, you would give it everything you can and try every opportunity that was given to you, and then if it doesn't work out, then you can wholeheartedly, without any regret and without second guessing or anything, you can then just devote yourself, in his case, back to the CFL and then making the most of that, you know, like to put it to bed first before you come back here and try to pick up where he left off with so much success that he had.
Exactly. I think he should definitely exhaust every single opportunity that may be there. And the reason I brought up you know, maybe trying to find a team with a veteran quarterback is because with the shortened preseason, you know, if you're behind an established veteran, he's not going to get a lot of reps in the preseason as far as the games go. So he gives himself more of an opportunity to get out there and show the other, you know, 31 teams what he can do, because that veteran isn't participating in any of the preseason games. So I definitely would exhaust every single opportunity. You know, like I said, he's still young. He's still in a great situation. You know, he can come back to the CFL anytime he wants. He's shown that. He's proven that he can play up here. So I would definitely give it every single last bit of energy I have and just sit back and sit with his representation and try to find a great situation where he can really get out there and prove in preseason games that he can play at that level. Because if he goes in and he's competing with these younger guys, they're going to be splitting reps, and I don't know if that's a good situation for him.
And the last question on the Nathan Rourke that I have is, you mentioned, you know, I want to go to like his inner circle and or his advisors or his agent. Would there be a lot of people, do you think, directing him on this, or would do you think that it would be Nathan's decision?
I think it's Nathan's decision. You know, I think his representation are more so there to give him advice, or, you know, just be some sort of landing board for conversations and whatever he's expressing that he wants to do. But I think it's ultimately up to him. And, you know, every guy has a dream of playing football at the highest level. I've been in that situation myself. But I think he realizes that, you know, it's all about taking advantage of your youth. And, you know, if it doesn't work out down south, he has an opportunity to come back to the CFL and still have a lengthy career. He still has time to cement a legacy, whether it's in the NFL or CFL. So at this point, he's not, you know, 28, 29, where the window is pretty much closed. He's still 25, going on 26, so he still has a little time left.
All right, so last week we talked, and you previewed the draft, kind of what every CFL team needs in your mind. Let's go to what the Riders did, because we haven't had a chance to talk to you since then. Let's go to what the Riders did on CFL draft day. They did go O-line for the first pick. I liked your kind of thought, where maybe a defensive back or someone, you know, defensively, but they went offensive line right off the hop, Darian.
Yeah, and I understand, especially with Jeremy being a former O-lineman himself. He understands the importance of the trenches. And, you know, when you got a guy like Kyle Hergel sitting there, especially with the experience he's had playing in the ACC, playing against the likes of Clemson, you know, Florida State, Miami, North Carolina, he has a ton of experience at the highest level. So, you know, it's very, very important to set that foundation and have that depth within your offensive line. So I definitely understand that move. You know, I think it's a great pick because of the experience he has.
Darian, in the second round, the Riders did pick up a defensive player, and that would be U of S Husky linebacker Nick Weeb. Now, last week the Dogs also had the Dogs breakfast. Huskies already had their Dogs breakfast, their big fundraiser. And so all the players were there for the U of S Huskies, and Nick was there with the team, the current team there. He was standing up with the vets that are returning. He was one of them. He was up there. He's wearing his number 43 jersey. The Riders made a super move like this. I just love this. Jeremy O'Day came up there, and he said, you know what, we talked about this, and he was with Corey Mason. He said, you know what, we're looking at the roster and the numbers, and, you know, Nick's number 43, and we just are so excited to, you know, invite Nick into our family, for him to be part of the green and white family. Nick, we want you to come up here from the big stage there with your U of S Husky teammates. We want you to come up here to the center stage where they were and get your new Riders jersey. We've given you number 43. Here it is. It's got your name on the back. Nick ran up onto the stage. He gave Corey Mason the biggest bear hug. He looked like the guy that got drafted in the first round, or a guy that got drafted in the first round, hugging Roger Goodell at the NFL draft. He gave him one of those big tip back, get the guy's feet in the air hugs. It was a real great moment by the Riders, a super cool moment by the Riders. Your thoughts on Nick Weeb, their second pick, which went to the Riders 12th overall.
Look, I think Nick's a great player. I've had a chance to do my research and look at his background, and, you know, coming from Oregon in 2020, he was a special teams player of the year. So it takes a lot to, you know, on that level to be, you know, achieve such a high reward. So I think that he could come in right away, if healthy, and contribute on special teams. You know, we'll be able to see, you know, what kind of ratio that the Riders use in the, on the defensive side of the ball. But he's a tremendous athlete. I like the pick, and I think that from day one, he can be a special teams ace and, you know, be able to contribute in that way.
I like, and I talked about this after the draft, and sometimes there's got to be like that little diamond in the rough or a guy that maybe gets picked late. And I looked down to a Joe Ajoe who they drafted, 6'2", 211. Now, past season, we did a lot of research. We found out a lot about the Garden City Community College Bronc Busters last week. Mm-hmm. They're a big rodeo school. They did a lot of good stuff. But this guy, Darian, Joe Ajoe, he started his football career in Clemson. Little cup of coffee, South Florida University. When you go back to all your times and going to camp and being in the CFL, there had to have been a guy that really came in, flew under the radar, someone took a chance on him, ended up not only sticking, being a player in the league.
Absolutely. I've been around numerous guys who, you know, didn't necessarily have the accolades or have, you know, or, you know, the stigma coming in as an excellent player, but they just kept working and kept grinding and became, you know, great players in the league. So I think, you know, me being from South Carolina, I remember him coming into Clemson. And
oh, really?
You know, he's a physical specimen. Yeah, absolutely. He's a specimen. He's a workout warrior. I think he has a great opportunity to kind of not necessarily fly under the radar, because whenever you come from a top-notch school like Clemson or South Florida, you know, guys know who you are. But I think he has a great opportunity to come in. Expectations aren't too high. He can just come in and learn the system and just continuously get better, learn from the older guys on the roster. I think he has an excellent opportunity.
Darian, I want to take the opportunity now maybe just to switch it up a little bit and ask you about a guy that everybody loves. Everybody in the province, everybody that talks to him, everybody that's around him, I think. And obviously, you would know him very well, and that's Weston Dressler. Talk about Weston Dressler and number 7 for the green and white being a part of the class of 2024. Obviously, very deserving. Such a hard worker, heart of a lion guy that accomplished so much. You talk about somebody that maybe, you know what, you know, is a diamond in the rough. I'm sure that that's what people were thinking of Weston when he came in, because they thought, wow, look how small he is. But man, does he ever put himself in situations where he shows his bravery, really going across the middle, and just how hard he works in practice and everything. Just your thoughts on him being a part of it. I know everybody's been excited about it ever since it was announced.
Yeah, Dress, my guy. You know, one of my best friends. Just like you said, one of the hardest working individuals I've ever been around. Coming in 2008. You know, we all looked around like, who is this little guy coming in that's running past everyone? You know, he was just a guy who didn't care who was guarding him. He didn't care what the play was, if it was a screen, if he had to go across the middle in front of linebackers, you know, the most intimidating defensive backs out there, it didn't matter. He was just fearless. You know, he was just, honestly, and I texted him this, you know, when he got the announcement. I said, bro, you are the best receiver I ever played with. If you were 6'4", you wouldn't even be in the CFL. He would be an NFL Hall of Famer. He is just was just a pleasure to be around, a pleasure to work with. He brought out the best in me. He brought out the best in everyone who he came across. just a quiet leader. He was never a rah-rah guy. He just led by example, and I'm just so proud of him. And I think what really cemented it for him was it didn't matter what quarterback he played with. You know, I've had my times when I've been injured, and if it was Michael Bishop or Drew Willey or Tino Sunseri, and especially when he went over to Winnipeg his 3 years there, he just consistently produced. So, you know, that's just a testament to him, his ability, his work ethic. He deserves and deserved every accolade that he's ever accomplished. And I'm just so proud of him. And if he's listening tonight, congrats again. You deserve it.
All right. Like I said, we open it up to the listeners to ask some questions as too. We got one here from Brandon. He wants to know, do you think if you stayed healthy in 14, we would have won back-to-back?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. we were on track. We were 8-2 going into the Banjo Bowl. Dress had just come back from Kansas City, so he was, you know, getting back into the offense. We were right on track. We were on a roll. It was so unfortunate, you know, me getting hurt on a dead play where just crowd noise, being backed up, just a play that shouldn't have even happened. So I definitely think we were well on our way to going back-to-back in 2014.
And we got Nick in North Battleford wanted to know, currently, you don't have to say a rider, currently, who is your favorite quarterback in the CFL?
Wow. I would go with Bo Levi. I mean, I think, you know, Bo's consistency over time. He showed towards the end of last year that he still has it. You know, he's a pleasure to be around, and I think that his consistency over time, his accuracy, I just like watching them play.
Right on. All right. Well, it's camp week. Rookies get at it on Wednesday, Double D. So next week when we talk, we'll be right into camp, and things are getting exciting. It's right around the corner.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. All right. Season's finally here.
It's double talk with Darian Durant, and it's brought to you by Prairie Land Rentals in Regina. Whether it's for the farm or the backyard, they can help with all sizes of spring jobs. The local rental shop, Prairie Land Rentals. It is the Sports Cage on the home of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, 620 CKRM.